COY 104 FM.
Sarah Delaney, Sinead McCarthy, good afternoon.
Hello, how are you?
How are you getting on?
Very good. How are you?
I'm good. All the better for seeing you. I'm the one asking the questions, though, not you, okay? Sinead?
Yes?
Talk to me. You are representing the Red Store?
Yeah.
You're working in the Red Store?
Yeah, what a year now.
When did you decide to go forward for the Queen of the Sea?
Just a couple of weeks ago, we were kind of talking about it and working, and I just decided to do it.
Okay, we were selected. The John said, come here, you. I want you to go and represent us.
No.
You enjoy the Queen of the Sea every year, do you?
Yeah, we do, yeah. It's a good laugh.
And when you were down there, say, last year or the year before, did you ever think that you'd be standing on the stage on Saturday night next, representing?
No, I never thought, no.
Was it above your wildest dreams?
Yeah.
Are you glad you entered it?
Yeah, I am, yeah. It's a good experience.
Excellent. Sarah, what about you?
Oh, I can't wait. It'd be a great crack. All the girls are lovely, all the other queens. Michaela's fab, the organiser, and we're going to have a great time, aren't we?
Yeah.
Michaela Bailey. I spoke to Michaela earlier and she gave me her two names and she said, give them a right good time of it now. And by the way, at this juncture, good afternoon, Michaela. I believe you're busy cutting certain people's hairs there. So good afternoon to you and hope you're enjoying the show. Sarah, I'll ask you the same question as I asked Sinead. When you were, I'm sure you would have seen the Queen of the Sea Festival way back when, and I suppose both of you would have been watching beauty pageants down through the time. Did you ever think that you'd see the day when you'd be standing on stage being a contestant in such a competition?
Quite, no. I never thought I'd have the confidence.
Really?
But actually, you know, like, from being with the girls and being with Michaela, and it's, I think we'll be fine. I won't be as nervous as what I thought I would be. It's going to be great fun.
And of course, silly on me, just to prove that it is live radio, I forgot to mention you are of course representing the Aura Leisure Centre down there, and that's a wonderful establishment.
I am.
Because we have contestants from all over East Cork, really, don't we? It's not just confined to you all. There are contestants in Middleton, Carrigtool as well. How close have you got? Did you know any of the 13 other contestants? Well, 11 other contestants before this competition, or?
I wouldn't have personally know. I would have known a few of them to see now around town, but we've all gotten to know each other, and everyone's just lovely. We get on really well, so it's going to be great.
Okay, so it's kind of an extended family for you now, isn't it?
Yeah, we have a WhatsApp group and everything, and everything we need to know. Michaela's there. All the girls are helping each other out. Oh, that's
so you're being pampered and spoiled for the week.
Of course we are.
You had your interviews last night. Sinead, how did that go?
It went really well, yeah. I was really happy
with it.
Yeah.
Any awkward questions?
No, just be yourself, like.
And was it a one-on-one interview with the judges, yeah? You went into a room and you got asked questions by the judges, or were you all on stage or what?
No, it was down in the Hearns and in a room, and we went in separately.
So you all went in individually and you got asked the questions?
Yeah.
Was it like going for an interview for a job, or what was it like?
No, because it wasn't like that, I don't think. It was just talk about it, be yourself and...
Express yourself and...
They were lovely, yeah.
And you felt comfortable?
Yeah, I did.
And when you come out then, like, you know, if you're first or second of the 13, when you come out, you're on the corner down there and she's stopping stopping and saying, what did they ask her? No? There's nothing like that, no?
Well, like, we just told, like, just to go in and they're lovely, and be yourself, because there's nothing to worry about, really.
Well, that's what it's all about. It's all about a bit of fun, really, isn't it?
They're just trying to get to know you, like. And
I know there's a spectacular prize, of course, €500 cash, and that's sponsored, you want us rubbing our hands in glee here, sponsored by the Bro Bar Boutique in Cork and Middleton. How much of an incentive was that, Sarah?
To be honest, it's a plus, but actually just doing it and being a part of it and all the great crack, and obviously the fact that it's for the community first responders and for the RNLI, like that's the major part of it for me. The €500 would be a great plus.
It would be an added bonus, but it's raising awareness for two wonderful causes, two very valuable and very needed organisations here in Yall, and that's important to stress as well, isn't it?
That's
the RNLI
it.
And the Yall First Responders.
That's it, and the great fun that tourists and all our community come and have is just fantastic. So that's the most important, I think.
Tell me, do you have escorts for the competition? Sinead, I got to you first because the other one is blushing now. Sarah's blushing. Escorts, talk me through your escorts.
Yeah, I have my escort. He's my best friend, so I asked him and he said he'd do it.
And is that friendship going to last?
Yeah, I think so.
How long do you know him? Or how long did you know him?
Well, I went to school with him, so
okay.
We grew up.
That's
together.
One way to smash your friendship. Ask him to be your escort. Tell me what's involved in the escort duty, Sarah.
I think they just have to look handsome next to us and make sure we don't trip over walking up.
Do they have to hold the gooners, like?
Well, no, this is my plan now. My escort's going to link my arm, so if I have any trip or anything, he's going to make sure I don't fall flat on my face.
Okay.
So that's his job for me, I think.
And tell me about your escort. There's a weird story coming up,
it's
lads.
Not a weird
if you're
story.
Sensitive, turn off the radio now. Go on, tell me.
Well, my escort is lovely Daniel O'Callaghan from Aura. He's a lifeguard and swim teacher.
Hi, Daniel.
Hi, Daniel. Thank
you. She's waving to the microphone. Go on.
So yeah, he's lovely.
Yeah. Right, lovely as in cute. Would you bring him home to your parents?
No. Daniel is 16 years old. He's okay. A lovely boy. He's going to be a great escort, but no.
He's 16 and he's already a swimming, what did you say, a lifeguard?
A swim teacher and a lifeguard, yeah.
At 16 years of age?
Actually, he might be 17. He's either 16 or 17.
The two of you are going to be looking for new escorts by the time the show is over today. So a nice guy, brilliant attitude, obviously, if he has a job like that. He works with you.
He's absolutely great. Great work ethic. Knows what he's doing. He's great.
And what does your friend work at? Is he in college?
No, he works in Casamarta Resort.
All right.
Dylan okay. Nines.
And should they have representatives in it as well, do they? Their sponsors or something? That's a fabulous resort there,
yeah,
sure as well.
Yeah.
Tell me about the Gunas. Who decided, Sarah, I got to you first this time. Who decided the Guna? Was it Daniel or did you get a say in it at all?
Well, that's the story now because I had three to choose from. Because all the lovely girls in work brought some in for me. So just a while ago before I came here, all the ladies that come in for Aqua, all the ladies stood around the reception and we had a little fashion show. So they helped me pick out which dress. So we've all settled on one.
So you got to model all the dresses?
I did, yeah, I did.
Was there any work done in Aura today? Because between chatting to your escort and kidnapping them for the weekend and then modelling 7 or 8 different dresses. There must have been no work done there today, was there?
Oh, there was loads of work, yeah.
So you've decided on the dress. Tell us, is it pink, blue, yellow?
It's navy and it's sparkly and it's lovely and I'm happy with it.
High heels?
We'll have to have the high heels, but whether I'll walk in them now, I don't know, we'll see.
Okay, and the hair and the makeup?
And the hair, well, the hair now, as you can see, I have dreads, so I'll do that myself. And the makeup will be done.
Sinead, secrets for your Guna?
There's none really.
Is it white, red, yellow?
No, it's black,
green,
and gold.
White and gold. Black and gold.
Yeah.
Cool. So you're looking forward to the dressing up and getting ready, and will you have high heels then?
Well, they're not too high because I don't want to trip on the stage, so I.
Yeah, and of course Sarah can't have her high heels too high because with a 16-year-old escort she can't be too tall.
Oh, I'll never be too tall, I'm only 5'1".
Have you met Brendan Hennessy before? No?
No.
He's the MC. He's given me a load of questions here that he wants me to ask him.
I've heard great things about him though, I've heard he's lovely, so.
Who taught you a thing like that? Brendan is lovely and you'll have a great boy. Lads, you're amazing young girls. Of course, you met Brenda Dinahy last night, you met Jennifer Thomas and you met Kenneth O'Flynn. What was it like to meet Kenneth O'Flynn, Sinead?
Yeah, he's lovely. He's lovely. He made me feel comfortable.
Yeah. Did it feel odd being interviewed by a man of course, he was with the other two women, was he?
Yeah.
Did it feel, did you say, what's the fella doing here? But I suppose...
No, I never, because they made me feel so comfortable that I was just, I never thought anything like that.
And Sarah, how did you get on with your judges last night?
Oh, they were lovely. Absolutely. I was so nervous going in, but as soon as we started chatting, then it was great.
Yeah.
They were lovely.
And the other thing, I suppose, is, you met three of the judges last night. Sarah Burke from Slimming World. She's going to join you on the night, isn't it?
Yeah.
On Saturday night.
Yeah.
Because I suppose that's a good idea, really, isn't it? That they come up with this thing that you meet the judges and then you meet the four judges in on Saturday night. So what's happening now? You had the interviews last night. What's happening today? Just relax.
just relaxing today, I suppose, getting all the little bits. And then Friday then we'll be in our cocktail dresses, won't we?
Yeah, we're going to Clancy's. Yeah. And then
so you're starting off Friday night at what time?
We're meeting in Clancy's about half six.
Yeah. Okay. And I think come 7, is it?
Yeah, there's a preview of us then on the stage that night.
On Friday night?
On Friday night, yeah.
Okay, so you meet in Clancy's, you meet in Yarl on Friday night at 7, is it? Half six.
Half six in Clancy's.
Half six, and you kind of get to meet each other again. Will you be wearing the Gunas that night?
No.
You'll be wearing other ones?
That's for Saturday night.
Okay, so you'll be wearing casuals or smart casual or...
Yeah, like cocktail dress or...
Cocktail dress.
Summer dress.
And all your family and friends will be there on Friday night?
Yeah.
And the escorts?
No, they're for the Saturday.
They're strictly only for Saturday?
Yeah.
And then when Saturday evening, what happens Saturday then? In the day of a queen.
We're meeting at the Red Store at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
6 o'clock and on Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which our escorts will be there as well, I'm sure.
Yeah.
For a kind of a photo shoot and that.
Yeah.
And the escorts will be there, and then you brought over to the gig.
Yeah.
The gig rig.
And
I suppose culminating then in the announcing of the winner. I'm going to ask you a very awkward question, right? And please don't you say Sarah, because are there any of the 13 contestants that you think, you know, that you fear the most to win it?
Well, I think we all have a good chance to win it, I couldn't really pick person.
So you're all in it for the same?
Yeah, we're all in it for the same, yeah.
And you're all equal?
Yeah, we're all equal.
All the girls have totally different qualities. Like one of the girls wants to get her pilot license. You know, another girl has a food science degree. Like we all have totally different qualities to us. So, you know, we're all
could
lovely.
Be any, could be any one of us.
Yeah. You're all lovely. Speaking of which, what do? You're working in Aura, are you a lifeguard or what?
I'm a lifeguard and a swim teacher, and then I volunteer as a first responder as well.
Well done. So you know Pat McCarthy and all them?
I do. I know Mac well, yeah.
Yeah, Mac. Well, there's not many queens don't know Mac now. Good afternoon, Pat. How are you doing?
He knows everyone.
I recently done a course with him there, a refresher course.
Oh, very good.
Pat is good. Sinead, what are you doing with yourself? You're working in...
I work in the Red Store.
And plans for the future?
I haven't really thought about it.
Just be happy.
Just
be content within yourself.
Yeah.
Your highlight of the week so far, Sarah?
Highlight of the week was...
Apart from meeting me in here on CRY, of course.
Oh, apart from that, of course, that's top. Yeah. Meeting the judges, actually, they were fab. And it actually put my mind at ease, because they're so lovely. We know that it's going to be great on stage. Yeah. It'll just be like chatting, and we know that they're not... really harsh or anything, they're just wanting to know about us. So,
Sinead, highlight of the week so far?
Again, the judges, and also getting to meet new people as well.
Okay. So you've both taken something different from the experience, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is good, you know. I mean, like, they couldn't have asked for two better ambassadors to send in here, I'm sure.
What a charmer you.
Really? I say that to all the women. Listen, girls. The best of luck, and I mean it, because you've certainly given a perspective to it. You know, these beauty pageants can be iffy, and you know, people have opinions on them, but it's about being all as one and one as all, isn't it? And I like the fact that you've now gained 11 or 12 new friends as part of this, haven't you?
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah, for sure. They're lovely.
And you have a WhatsApp?
WhatsApp group. Yeah, anything that we need, Michaela's there, or the girls are there, and yeah, it's lovely.
Go on, you were going to say something.
I was just saying the group is there. You know, if you have any questions or anything, we just ask.
Right. Any big fear of Saturday night?
Apart that I'm going to trip over.
But sure, Mr. 16-year-old wonderful guy, like David, is it? He's going to make sure you don't, Daniel. He's going to make sure you don't trip over.
He better.
So the fear fall off that gig rig.
Yeah.
What about your biggest fear?
I don't know, the stage is kind of frightening me a bit, but...
But sure, there's any second nature
just
to
the stage. Just look up to the sky and pretend...
You were frightened. You were frightened too, coming in here today, weren't you? Are you frightened now?
No, I'm okay now.
See, that's it. I've softened Brendan Hennessy's job, haven't I? Really. Are any of you singers or songwriters or dancers do anything on stage?
No.
I don't do anything on stage, but I do play guitar and I do sing, but whether I can actually sing is another question, but I like it, so.
So are you going to sing a song on Saturday night?
I will not, no.
I thought you said you sing.
I think they've taken the talent out of it now, have they?
Have they?
Yeah, I think there's no talent now.
So it's all presentation and confidence and...
Yeah.
Is there any one question that you wouldn't like Brendan Hennessy? And I know he's not listening, by the way. Is there any one question you wouldn't like Brendan Hennessy to ask on Saturday night?
I'm not saying in case he does then.
No, he's not listening. We can't give that away, right?
He's not listening.
I don't know, really.
You're ready to answer everything? Anything?
Yeah, we'll just see how it goes. If I can answer it, I can answer it. If not...
Exactly. I love your humanity, lads. I love the way you're down to earth and... You know, nothing phases yet, sir. And I love the fact that, you know, at the start of the week, you were yourselves. Now you're a family of 13. And that's the important message we need to get out there. And well done to the organisers of the Queen of the Sea. It's an amazing success. It's one of the highlights of the festival, obviously. And all I can do is wish you the best of luck going forward.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us on.
It's an absolute pleasure, lads. And yeah, two lovely young girls and young women. And the best of luck with whatever you decide to do in the future.
Thank you.
And I mean that from the bottom of my heart.